It's Thanksgiving weekend, and in the podcast world, you know what that means. Turkey, family, and terrible download numbers. That's why so many podcasts take the week off. But you got all excited for a fresh episode of Unsung Science, and we didn't want to send you away empty-handed, empty-eared, whatever. So today, we're offering a Pogue Science Dose in another form. A free audiobook excerpt from my 2021 literary opus, How to Prepare for Climate Change. You're going to hear the introduction, which is designed to teach you the difference between mitigation and adaptation and convince you to keep doing the former, but start doing the latter. I'm David Pogue, and this is Unsung Science, The Substitute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Introduction. Maybe you're liberal. Maybe you're conservative. Maybe you think the climate crisis is man-made. Maybe you think it's just natural cycles. Maybe you think the whole thing is a Chinese hoax. Guess what? It doesn't matter. The world is getting hotter, natural systems are going haywire, and you should begin to prepare. Even if we stopped burning fossil fuels and chopping down forests tomorrow, we wouldn't stop climate change. We wouldn't stop land ice from melting, millions of people from enduring forced migration, thousands of animal species from going extinct, and thousands of people from dying every year from insane weather events that are hitting steadily more frequently. That's because 93% of our new improved heat has gone into the oceans, which take decades or centuries to heat up or cool down. As a result, the planet's climate would take a lifetime to reset. In short, the time for bickering about who or what is at fault is long gone. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, is the world's most authoritative climate assembly, 1,300 scientists from all over the world. Every few years, they release a sort of how screwed are we report card. In the latest report, the IPCC projects that the Earth's average temperature will rise between 2.5 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 100 years. And that's a very conservative estimate. After all, it had to earn a consensus of government bureaucrats. It's time to accept the new realities. Of extreme weather, sure, but also what that weather will mean for our everyday lives. A lot of conflict, cost, and chaos. In 2007, the New York Times interviewed John Holdren, Barack Obama's senior science advisor. What he said has become famous in climate circles. We basically have 3 choices. Mitigation, adaptation, and suffering. We're going to do some of each. The question is what the mix is going to be. Once you start reading about climate science, you encounter these terms a lot. Mitigation means trying to stop climate change. Replace fossil fuels with clean power, eat less beef, fly less, grow trees instead of clear-cutting them, adopt smarter farming and industrial techniques, drive less, have fewer children. Adaptation means coping with climate change. Build seawalls, raise houses, move farmland to cooler regions, plant heat-tolerant trees, buy out homeowners in flood-prone areas. suffering. Well, you'll be hearing plenty about that. Here's an analogy. Suppose you're all dressed up and suddenly it starts raining hard. Mitigation would be aiming a blow dryer at the sky in hopes of drying up the rain. Adaptation would be opening an umbrella. There's no longer any intra-expert arguing over mitigation versus adaptation. It's too late for that. We have to do both as hard and as fast as possible. Reams have been written about what you as an individual can do to pursue mitigation, and you should. You should mitigate the hell out of your home, your family, your town, your employer, your voting record. But so far, the only people doing much adaptation are governments, corporations, and institutions. Where does that leave you, the individual? You can't build a seawall this weekend. You can't persuade farmers to move north. You can't develop drought-proof seeds. That's where this book comes in. It's a practical guide to adaptation steps that you can take as one person for your own benefit, your families, and your communities. It's about where to live, how to invest, what to eat, how to build, what insurance you need, how to talk to your kids. It's also about how to prepare for the extremes that are coming soon to weather near you. Floods, fires, heat waves, droughts, superstorms, water shortages, food shortages, power failures, and social disruption. Earlier this year, the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii recorded carbon dioxide at 421 parts per million, the highest level in human history. And now you understand what that means. I hope you've enjoyed your complimentary dip into How to Prepare for Climate Change, the audiobook. I hope you'll get the book itself in paper, as an ebook, or as an audiobook, if the topic interests you. But above all, I hope you prepare for climate change in your own way. Meanwhile, I'll be back next week with a new, fully produced episode of Unsung Science. Thanks for listening.
If you like Unsung Science, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.